are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood is brought to you by the Peer VA Clinic and May Adam. And joining me in studio this morning, we've got Nicole Gordon with Oahe Days, Kelly Yackley with the Avera Foundation. And boy, it's just, what, a day away for one, a couple for the other. Are we all ready?
We're getting there, I think. Yeah, I was down in the park till probably 11 last night, so things are starting to show up and get set up, and yeah, we're excited.
It's going to be a great time. Of course, the launch party is tomorrow, Kelly. I had a chance to talk with Weston on Tuesday, and he's really excited. That's going to be a lot of fun. A good way to kick off the Oahe Days, and a little something different instead of the gala.
Yeah, exactly. So Weston is a lot of fun. I know you've met him before. Great tunes. He'll do a lot of cover stuff for his acoustic version. Right. And just have a lot of fun. Take requests, that kind of thing. So we're excited to have him. That's something new we've never done before. Have a band play like that for our event. So yeah, we're putting a little different twist on it this year. And we were just lucky enough that Nicole said yes, and we can partner up with the Oahe Days crew.
Absolutely. And he promised cowboy boot flip-flops, so I'm waiting to see those.
Ooh, I like it.
We're going to see what happens. I'm gonna hold him to it. But some of the fun, usual stuff is going to be there. Saints and Sinners, the wine pull. Folks are going to find that, as well as the food truck, entertainment, and the auctions.
Yeah, right, exactly. So this is our regular fundraiser. It's just in a different space and a different time. COVID put a twist on a lot of things, and this was just one of them.
Yeah.
But we're really excited to do this. People seem to be excited to see what it's going to be like. Might be an ongoing thing. Who knows? We're just going to wait and see and let the chips fall where they may, if you will. But we're really excited about the auction items. We do have a handful of tickets left as far as the meal. But if you want to be there, I would say get them now, or you're going to be out of luck. However, I will tell you this. If you are interested in just coming down and checking out Weston and maybe taking part in like the Saints and Sinners or bidding on auction items, you are welcome to do that. I just won't have food for you.
Right.
So no cost to do that. You just show up and have a great time with us. You can check out those auction items at avera.org/Oahe Days. And one thing I want to mention, Dave, we've always had our silent auction items. This year I've added some raffle items. There's 5 or 6 of them. They're on the next page, so like you have to click into it to see them. It's not on the auction page.
Okay.
Right now, I'm the one that's going to win them all because I've bid on them and nobody else has. So not that
there.
I don't want to win them.
And no one can buy raffle tickets for the mower. Just kidding, because I have to win that one.
But all of that is available. You'll be able to buy raffle tickets for the mower that night. It'll be on hand. The guys from Floyd's Kubota will be there. We're just going to really have a great time, and we just invite everyone down to help us out and make sure that we can provide the care that we need to for our patients and their families here in Peer anytime we can. We always know that there's things that you have to leave town for.
Yes.
But when and if we can, we want to be able to provide those services. So that's what it's all about.
And that's going to be a great time Thursday night at Steamboat Park leading into Friday and Saturday. Nicole, it seems like this year is going to be even bigger and better than what it has been.
Yeah, I kind of hope to grow it every year. This year probably will be one of the biggest years. Back to the Avera thing, I just got my table yesterday, so
wonderful.
Sorry, Kelly, but I'm one of those last-minute ones. But again, if you don't have your table booked or your tickets, make sure you do that. But yeah, so Friday we will kick off Oahe Days probably around 3-ish. Our food vendors, art vendors, music will start then. We have a great lineup. You can see that all on our website. And I think it's going to be a really good year if we can stay cool and drink lots of water.
Yeah, you're really going to want to bring along the water, stay hydrated, and because it's going to be toasty 90s on Friday into the hundreds on Saturday. So that's an important thing, of course.
Yeah.
Food vendor-wise, what types of foods are we going to find down at Oahe Days?
Oh, man, everything you could expect from Carnival. So we have snow cones, we have funnel cakes, Indian tacos, turkey legs, corn dogs, corn on the cob. I know I'm missing stuff. Pizza. Just everything you would expect at a
Chislic?
Fair.
Is there a Chislic one?
So there was, but he hurt himself, and I don't think he's coming.
Oh shoot! Bummer. I was looking forward to that chislick.
I know. Yeah. It was a real bummer. He just let us know like yesterday or the day before that he can't stand right now. So
well, yeah, we want him to be okay,
right,
and to rest up.
So we might not have chislick, but anything else.
all kinds of great food.
That is fried. I mean, I think they even have like fried desserts and stuff. I mean,
if somebody has fried Reese's peanut butter cups, if you have not had those, they blow the Oreos out of the water.
Really?
Oh, they're so good. That is my weakness. They are just delicious. And entertainment, lots of entertainment both days, right?
We do, yeah. We implemented a second stage this year, so we'll have two stages of music going. Sawyer Brown Saturday night, Saved by the 90s Friday night. It's just going to be, and we have some great opening bands, and we're really excited this year.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. So around 3 o'clock Friday, everything's going to get underway. What time on Saturday are things going to get ramped up?
So usually our vendors and our beer tent are open around 10 because we have the cornhole tournament. Music is, well, we have a magician starting at like 11 with some music after. So yeah, between 10 and 11, things will start getting going. And yeah, we have some exercise classes earlier in the morning, but that whole schedule is on our website.
Yeah, so check that out. It's going to be a lot of fun. We look forward to another exciting weekend of Owyhee Day starting tomorrow with a launch party and then all the way through Saturday. So come on out. Again, stay hydrated because it's going to be a warm one. But you know what? That means the weather is going to be good. So, you know, we can have lots of people come on out and enjoy.
Right.
All right. And the tickets, Kelly, if folks want to get those tickets, where do they find those?
Yep. You can find those at avera.org/Owyhee Days. So the same place you register to bid on items or buy those raffle tickets I mentioned is the same place you can buy those tickets. You can buy them individually. You can buy a bundle of four or a bundle of eight. Includes your meal with the spare tire food truck. It's going to be great. Have you ever had a grilled cheese mac and cheese?
Oh, no, but I'm looking forward to it.
That is the vegetarian option. Nobody said vegetarian had to be healthy.
Exactly. And not delicious.
Vegetarian for one night.
Yeah, exactly.
That's probably the only time I will. That sounds really good. Well, come on out. The launch party Thursday night at Steamboat Park. And, of course, Friday and Saturday. All the fun of Owyhee Days as well. So we look forward to seeing you ladies all weekend long here. Thanks for stopping
Dave.
In. And there is your Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by the Peer VA Clinic and May Adams.